Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, just as much, right? I mean, there's if not more because of
Should
the
be massive.
Yeah. And the idea that Memphis is sitting here with, you know, one or none with a coaching change is just frankly, it's unheard of. It honestly is. And it speaks to just why Ryan Silverfield got that job, because he had the belief of that team. And they're bringing back so many pieces, Brady White, Kenneth Gainwell, TJ Carter on the other side. I mean, they're bringing back so many pieces. You know, Coxie, for example, you know, there was a thought he would leave for the draft. He's not. He's coming back. So I think that speaks to just the belief that they have in Ryan Silverfield. And if I'm a Memphis football fan, that makes me feel really, really good.
You know, I'm with you. A lot of people, I don't know if it's a lot, few people you saw the opinion, well, Memphis should go out, and this is before they hired Silverfield, but knew that Norvell was leaving. Memphis should go out and do what they've done the last two hires, right? Go get the next hot coordinator, go do that. And I would tell you that this, no, they didn't go do that and hire from outside, but this is sticking to that plan, because that's, to John's point about the tweet and no transfers, that's what Silverfield represented, was continuity, was staying with what you've got and what a formula that you know is successful, that obviously he'd been a big part of with Mike Norvell. So I'd tell you this is sort of sticking to that plan. No, not hiring from the outside, but we know that it's gone to it, those players to a man that we've talked to. They loved Silverfield, thought he had earned it. And, yeah, man, that's the benefit of hiring someone from within at this point, especially when you've got as much momentum going as Memphis does. Everybody wants to stay on that train.
Yep.
And that is literally what has happened for the most part.
Yeah. And so, you know, obviously Taylor leaving, if that ends up happening, you know, it's a blow, or whether he was removed from the team, whatever, it's a blow to the depth of the receiver position. But it sounds like there's a lot going on there anyway. And it's, you know, who knows if you could have counted on him regardless. So one of those situations. So anyway, but that was a very interesting sort of, you know, stat about Memphis football. You know, you would have expected a lot of turnover.
Oh, there's all, I mean, anytime you have a coaching change, there's turnover.
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time. And so yes, to see, and we expected it, but not to this degree.
Absolutely.
That's a heck of a job for Ryan Silverfield, keeping them all together.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take your calls, 535-377-6535-ESPN. Jason and I were having this discussion a little bit earlier today. And it's good to be able to open this thing up for sports for the first time in a long damn time. What, 3.5 months we've taken calls and on other things than sports?
I don't know how many more sports-related.
My goodness. But would you rather the NBA return with the traditional format, you know, 1-8 in the West, 1-8 in the East, and the Grizzlies get the Lakers in the first round? Or would you rather see the 1-16 tournament where the Grizzlies get the Toronto Raptors to start the playoffs? What would you as a fan rather see? Would you rather get that matchup with the Raptors, or would you rather see LeBron? We'll take your calls on that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Introducing four-seater models to the Talon side-by-side family. The Honda Talon 1000X4 and the X4 Box Slide Valve. They start with a powerful parallel twin engine, providing rapid acceleration, combined with Honda's automatic DCT for a new standard of performance and fun. The Fox Live Valve model has extras, including an upgraded suspension system. For details, visit DeSoto Honda Powerhouse, 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. That's 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Hey,
what is the last dance you did in the club, Jason?
Park letter.
That is not the last dance you did in the club, bro. It ain't been that damn long.
That's called the two. I'm kidding around.
You at least did the lean back. Lean back.
No, I didn't do any lean back.
Yes, you did.
I promise you I did. And I didn't understand that one.
It's just very simple. You lean back.
Yeah, it was easy for you guys to do. So that's why your love's why it was such a hit.
Yeah.
You didn't actually have to have any real rhythm. Just
none at all.
Back. Two-step was the last dance, John, because the two-step
is, it's classic.
You do everywhere.
Exactly. It's timeless, really.
It's transcendent.
What was the last club you went to?
I don't know.
You don't want to say?
Give me a line. Last club?
Yeah, what was the last club? Was
I
it like
no
was
idea.
It, was it, what was that club? 152? Would it have been that one?
Maybe.
We got you up in there?
I've made it up to the third floor now. I think it was four or five floors, though.
So I'm going to assume then that was the last one we got you in,
maybe
man.
So.
So anyway, there you have it. The two-step, the last dance move that Jason did in
many
the
others.
Club. All right, 535-3776-535 ESPN. As the NBA continues to push for a return, it may look different. It may look different this particular postseason. It may involve a 16 seed tournament where the Grizzlies end up playing the Toronto Raptors in the first round. Jason says he wants the Lakers because he wants young Ja to go up against the absolute best in LeBron James, even if that means being put out. I say, give me the worst team because I want to see the Grizzlies as long as we can. What do you think? 535-3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to Trey. Trey, you're on.
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'd rather see it reseeded because I really don't want to see LeBron average 40, 10, and 10 on us, man. I like the matchup with the Raptors. You know, they the defending champions. You know, they still got a star in Siakam. couple solid guys, Kyle Lowry. So I'd rather see us. It'll be easier going against them guys.
So you will see. You're thinking about you want to advance, and I understand that. I knew I'd be in the minority here, but you want to advance to play as many games as possible.
Cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But not necessarily. But I feel like we can get the experience, and we can have a better chance of moving on. Like we got. You can have both the best of both worlds.
That's fair.
Exactly. Lakers, we know we're just gonna get put out of there.
I mean,
that's fair. And Toronto's not slow.
Trey, thanks for the call.
No, that's fair to look at it that way. I knew. I just didn't think I'd be on an island all alone here. I thought because of the moments we've had, right? What y'all want that big moment with Pascal and Ja?
No, like, I want to beat them. I want to have a chance to win.
I want Ja talking ish to LeBron because
he
won't
talk ish to Fred VanVleet.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
And an Obi.
But I'm fine being on an island.
You know, you'll have plenty of time for that after you beat the he'll talk ish to Jamal Murray in the next round.
You're going
to
see a different jaw against the Lakers than you're going to see even against Toronto.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Lakers or Raptors in the first round, who would you rather see? We go to John. John, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, I just would rather play the Raptors just for – I think we have a better chance to beat them. I think we match up great, Ja, Kyle Lowry, Jaren, Pascal, and then the intriguing one for the trade, Jonas and Mark. I think there'd be a lot of storylines there.
Mm-hmm.
Would rather play the Lakers if fans were allowed because Memphis would thrive economically downtown.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
But, you know, it would be going on with Barbecue Fest. It's a shame we can't do it, but I would rather play the Raptors, and I think you'll both get to have your wishes. I think we'll get to play the Lakers in the semifinals.
Oh, wow. So, appreciate
it. Once we take the Nuggets down in seven. In the
good Lord.
Well, I like it.
Y'all
I like it, John.
Just win
Thanks
the whole
call.
Thing. Again, the confidence level is high here. Look, I'm not forgetting that the Grizzlies are going to be the healthiest they've been all season long. You even got Justice Winslow in the mix. I guess my point is really – that it's not going to end in a championship, so why not go ahead and get the big dogs now? Because when you've played the big dogs, we've seen Java have his moments. And again, all we're talking about, you're ahead of schedule either, clearly. All
oh,
we're talking
now
about,
we're back to it. I like
no,
it.
No,
we're
no,
back
no.
to it. No,
all we're
I'm
talking
just saying
about,
ahead of schedule. This is like February.
Look,
I like it.
If Ja Lute doesn't win a game, what kind of Ja you think you got coming back year two?
Huh?
If Ja doesn't win a game against the Lakers team that's got superstars, how driven you
so
think
you're,
this?
You're,
how
you're,
driven you think this dude is? I'm thinking big picture. And again, it's,
you don't
it's,
think he'll be hungry if he beats the Raptors?
He's absolutely going to be hungry. But I'm telling, look, Mike took his beatings early, right? And look what it did, right? Look what it made. There are going to be losses in the playoffs. Any idea that you're going to win the whole thing now is you're ahead of schedule, but that's too far ahead.
Yeah,
I just think. You know, again, I'm looking big term. I want to go against the stars. Give them
all
the
right.
Stars.
Well, you're taking.
I knew I'd be on an island.
You are an island.
It's not interesting. I think
you
this
on
is, this
you
is
on LeBron Island. I know that's what you want.
This ain't about LeBron. Or
yes, it is.
It's
it
him.
All is about LeBron. It's you not, just want to. You want Ja to talk ish to LeBron. That's what you
want.
And I understand
I
what you're saying.
I want Ja against the best. It's not just LeBron. It's AD. It's that right now they got the best record. That's who I want them against.
Let's go to.
I think you're gonna be surprised.
And you're on.
Hey there. If fans were in the stand, I'd rather have played the Lakers because I was going to have playoff tickets and
yep.
I wanted to be there.
Yep.
But since we're not playing with fans, I'm for going the other route, playing as many games as possible and seeing what we can do.
I get it. It's fair, and I'm taking a beating on this, and I probably know I should have. But to that point, it's more experience because it's more games. That said,
right.
The Raptors are not slow. So acting
no,
like,
they're definitely not.
You know,
I mean,
this
the,
idea
the
that all of a
champion.
Sudden you're getting past the Raptors and the Denver Nuggets and you're getting the Lakers in the semis. Come on, I mean we're.
But they don't have Kawhi anymore. You know, so that does help. You know, they don't have Kawhi Leonard.
Well, but they were 46-18.
No, they're really good. They're really good. They're really good.
This is not a scrub team.
But I actually feel like the Grizzlies could have a chance, a fighting chance.
Sounds good. I guess the exception to these callers, the idea that you're just going to get past them because they're better, like, no, you're probably going to lose that series too, would be my point.
Yeah. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on.
One.
Yeah, I'd like to see them play the Lakers, but I want to see them play as long as possible.
Right.
To get all the experience they can get for the next couple of years to kick everybody's butt.
It's probably the right answer. It's probably the right answer. So I get it, brother. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
He wants Toronto. Everybody gets where I'm coming from, but they want to play as long as possible. I get that. But again,
there ain't no promise you get past the Raptors. This is a team, quite frankly. That's what it is. It's not just a team with a couple of superstars. This is a squad. But no, it's not the same team that had Kawhi Leonard last year and won the whole thing.
Yeah, let's go to Vincent. Vincent, you're on.
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Man, I would rather us play the Lakers.
Yes,
because we get so much ESPN coverage.
Bam!
You know that they never talk about us.
Man.
Never. Give Ja this shine. Everybody talking about Zion this, Zion that. Give Ja this shine. Just imagine. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Imagine if we beat them.
Oh.
Well, hold on. So Vincent.
But even just one game will be news, Vincent. To Vincent's point.
No, everything that the NBA does is going to be covered absolutely 24-7 around the clock. Because we live in these times now. And in a different year, absolutely. But we have nothing else to do.
Don't be mad at my guy because I got one with me on the island, all right?
Vincent, you stuck in that pre-pandemic mode, man.
No, I appreciate you, Vincent. I appreciate you joining me.
You in that pre-COVID mindset.
If we beat them folks, if Ja go out and have a triple-double against LeBron.
Top story on SportsCenter.
And Vincent, if you find a vaccine for COVID tomorrow, you're going to be a hero, win a peace prize. All right. Appreciate the call,
Appreciate your call, brother. I'm not alone, John. That's the best part of that. He's right.
Let's go to Dustin. Dustin, you're on.
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, love you, brother. Back.
Thank you. Well, that was a good
Anything
call.
Anything else?
Who you got?
Ja has his best games against the best teams, but yes. We've not seen playoff Ja yet.
Yes.
So I'm thinking playoff Ja versus the Raptors, he could put Van Fleet on the skates, man. He could do some serious damage.
He could. I mean,
so would you rather see the Lakers or the Raptors?
Like he wants Toronto.
I want Toronto.
Okay,
gotcha. Just for me. I want Toronto. I think we, of course, we got a better chance to beat them. We haven't seen playoff Ja yet, so I think he's going to be at his highest level, whether he's playing the Raptors, the Lakers. It doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call, Dustin. Thanks, man. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're on.
Hey, Jason, you might need to scoot over because I'm also on the island with you.
Come on. Let's go.
I think we should – not only do I think we'd get a lot of coverage if we played them, but as the great Ric Flair once said, if you want to beat the man, you got to beat the man.
Fight.
And I think that'd be great experience for Ja and the young guys, just like it was for Isaiah and the Bad Boys against the Celtics, or early MJ against the Pistons. So I just think I'd rather play them, get the experience. Even though it's playoff LeBron, he'd probably give us a 30-piece every night. It'd still be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, and we might upset their old tails.
Well, here's what I will say. There's a good chance you're going to lose to both teams, right? Like, you would lose in
That's what I'm saying, this Toronto argument.
So if you're going to lose to a team, you would probably rather lose to LeBron and the Lakers because, they're going to probably win the championship.
Now you're talking.
But I also feel like if you tell me which team do you have a chance to beat, it's going to be the Raptors.
That's obvious.
I mean, 99% of the time.
But the other obvious here is you're probably losing both. So give me the super – I get it. You have a better chance. There's no question about it against the Toronto Raptors. I truly believe I'm with you guys on that point. And maybe you do advance. You play more games. But the likelihood is you're going to lose both. Again, this is a Toronto team that was leading the Atlantic Division, had impressed us all season long with how together they were. We thought they were going to fall off a little bit more than they have. They're absolutely not. Were they second in the East, 46-18, first in the Atlantic? So they've been studly. That said, you're probably going to lose both of them,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so give me the one with the stars. And like I said, because of LeBron, because of L.A., to the point that the caller made, you beat them one time. You beat them one time. It's the lead story on SportsCenter. So and don't let Ja have a triple double in it. Crowned.
Yeah.
Crowned for good.
Let's go.
You get that.
Let's go to Dalton. Dalton, you're on.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I would rather see the Lakers. I'm with you, Jason.
All right.
Why?
Numbers growing.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to lose a series against Mark. And I think it'd be good for our young guys to go up against LeBron and AD and them.
You said it would be hard to lose to
Mark Gasol, he said.
Why would that be hard? Just because he was a former Grizzly?
Yeah, just because he's a former Grizzly.
I got you. Okay, appreciate the call, Don. I mean, I don't.
Don't get mad at my people that are on this island.
Well,
okay?
I mean,
we got our own thing going on over here.
Yeah.
We want the best.
Yeah, y'all.
To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Tom, you're on.
What's up, guys? You know, I kind of want to see the Lakers match up myself.
Yes.
And not so much because I want to see how they do against LeBron and let him talk ish against LeBron. But, you know, they're going to shove Zion Williams down our throat anyway. If they were playing or if he was playing, mm-hmm. what he would do. I want to hear John Morant's quote when he's like, yeah, but he ain't here, is he? And you know what I'm saying? I want him to talk trash about all the Zion Williams crap. Go ahead and crown him Rookie of the Year. Get this thing over with.
No, that's done. Hey, appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate you, man.
535-377-6535 ESPN. We can take a few more. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Hey, I got a question. It's not basketball. It's more on college football, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Question is, do y'all feel like these players are going to have any kind of shot at maybe breaking the NCAA lawsuit, if they have to go back and they play their season, but they still don't have all the students back in? Clinton, the university, and also the fact that if they don't have fans and stadiums and whatnot, with the whole premise of the NCAA has always been them being student athletes. But then they'd be required to do things above and beyond what a regular student would do. And face it, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about the dollars. Do you think they'd have an opportunity for a class action lawsuit to try to break this myth that the NCAA is perpetrated about trying to keep them out of the pie?
Mm-hmm. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Listen, I
get him what he's saying about the amateur.
Yeah, no, who's under that pretense really anyway? I mean, even before, did anybody really think that? I mean, everybody knows how much these universities and these organizations profit off of their backs, basically. I don't think the pandemic exposes that any more than it was already exposed. I mean, if students weren't in class, but students will be in class, you know? And Michigan's president said if we don't have kids on campus, we're not having sports. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it just remains to be seen. But could it, you know, could it break the back of the NCAA? I mean, I guess anything is possible in that, Jason. I think,
Feinbaum believes so. I'm not sure if I'm willing to go. Now, a lot of things obviously contributing to that we're going to see a name, image, likeness coming in this thing, that we're going to see a new, you know, Power Five's willingness to break off, that we'll see a new look NCAA. We'll get there. We know that's a long road.
Yeah, let's go to Adam. Adam, you're on. Lakers or Raptors?
All right. Here's my feelings on it. I want the Lakers because I'm just like with the Ric Flair quote, like the man said earlier. Yep. You play to be the man, you got to beat the man. However, my logical brain is saying that I want it to be the Raptors, and I'm not hedging. This is the real reason. We need to go to the round-robin tournament. We need to start. We need it to be successful this year, even though it's COVID, so that the NBA will see that it can work. Because going forward, the playoffs should be reseeded 1 through 16. Everybody knows that would be a better way of doing it. And so that would mean we would have to play the Raptors in order for that to happen. My heart wants to play the Lakers, but I want to stick with the Raptors so that we can get the playoffs going forward to be what they should be.
That's fair. And perfect. Makes all the sense. What I would ask is, what are you going to prove? We're all going to watch anyway, no matter what format it is, just because we're dying for the NBA to get back and because of the times we're in. So I'm not sure what this is going to prove necessarily in terms of can you pull off one. I like the 1 through 16 plan going forward, but I'm not sure this proves it. What's success in this? Because we're already going to already be watching. Silver has said geographically is the issue with the 1 through 16. And then once we're through this, we're hoping everybody's back in their own cities in seasons going forward. So I'm not sure what this will necessarily prove. It's going to be a success either way you do it.
Just because people we're so desperate.
Yeah, we're desperate. Everybody's going to watch. But I'm not against the 1 through 16 plan for the future. I'm not.
Y'all got plumbing on Lakers Island? Y'all got, like, running water and stuff?
Bro, did you hear what? It's Lakers Island. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We got it all.
Oh, you got it all.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want to see.
And we want John Morant. We want John Morant to come over to the island that ESPN's watching. It ain't watching no other island. It don't care about any other island. We want Ja to come and take over the island.
Oh, okay.
See,
you want it to be overrun. By the Grizzlies,
dude. You could win 3 games against the Raptors. Okay, let's say it's a 7-game series instead of a 5 or a 3. It's 3 games against the Raptors. You would get less notice, less coverage from ESPN than you would winning one against the Lakers.
Interesting. Well, we'll see how it sort of looks.
Now, the difference is, here's the difference now.
everybody nationally recognizes the Grizzlies have a superstar.
Yep.
So winning the one game, it won't be as much. There'll be a little bit of it, but it won't be, hey, the Lakers lost. Mm-hmm. It'll be, look at one of the new kings of the NBA. Back in the day, yeah, the other team that would have gotten more coverage, it'd have been more about what they did wrong than what the Grizzlies did right. But the Grizzlies are in a new era now where everybody recognizes they've got this superstar in the making, we'll put it that way. And again, a little bit different. Less so what all the Lakers did wrong, more, hey, man, mm-hmm. look at this dude that doesn't care in his rookie season that it's the Lakers and just knocked them off with a monster game and was talking all the way through.
Well, I'm just glad we have this argument to have. You know, there will be a decision made within a week, it sounds like, according to Charles Barkley, and we'll get to argue about it when it's happening, you know, when it's done. Yeah,
logically, it makes sense. You play the Raptors with the idea that you're going to get past and play more games, but there's no promise you get past them, mm-hmm. right? The odds are still stacked against a young team.
Yep.
So go ahead and give me the man, you know. I ain't scared is the point.
All right, we will come back.
Giant.
Jason Fitz going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about this, about the match, and more. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
The sports seasons may be on hold right now, but team front offices are busy. And Radio.com has the biggest sports stations in the country, covering your favorite teams and sports. Stay up on the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, NBA, and more. All the trades, player and coach interviews, and everything you need to know. Binge your favorite podcast from the top personalities in sports. Stay connected to the teams and sports you love so you're ready when they come back. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
If you like pina coladas, then get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day from brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. That's 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She filled my mind up with ideas. I'm nice in the room.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And every week we get a chance to talk to the one and the only Jason Fitz. He's the host of First Take Your Take, and you can hear him. If you have a smart speaker at the house and you ask ESPN Radio for updates, I learned that over the weekend, Fitz, that you are the voice of Siri.
You know, that's one of the things that I didn't even know was happening, and then all of a sudden I found out that that's the way they were doing it. So hey, I'll take that all day. I'll take that all day every day, and now the sports beats that people hear throughout the country on ESPN Radio. I've taken those over, too. So when you're listening on your local ESPN affiliate at night and you hear the two-minute quick thought of the day, that's me coming at you. So, I look at it this way. People may not like me, but I'm at least going to wear them down. They're going to eventually accept me.
I have nothing but respect for that. I relate to that in many ways. You know, for people who don't know, I have an Apple Home at the house, and I asked, I said, "Hey Siri, give me sports updates, ESPN sports updates." And you come on, and you're basically filibustering because like there has not been that much news in sports over the last couple months. But I think the good news is that it does feel like we are now getting to that point where there's going to be a lot of news. We obviously had some very entertaining golf this weekend. We have the NBA looks like is restarting. In terms of your optimism for the NBA, Fitz, where are you? I mean, do you think we're at a point now where this is happening?
Yes, I genuinely do. And, you're right. There's been a massive transformation in the last week or 10 days, and I don't know what's caused it or why it's happened, but as different municipalities we've talked about so much have to make their decisions on what they're comfortable with, it feels like everybody's starting to say, wait, let's figure this out. So I often say in life, I'm not the biggest fan of working with people who say we can't in general, when instead I'd like to work with people who say, how can we, and explore every option. And it feels like something has happened in the last 10 days where people have gone from, well, we just can't do this, to, okay, guys, let's be reasonable. How can we do this? And, I'm hearing the same reports you guys are hearing from Woj and everybody else, but I can tell you that there just seems to be a palpable energy that's different that makes me think that we are on a better course than we've been so far. I don't know how they'll come back. I don't know if all the players will be comfortable, but I do believe we're going to get some level of NBA, by late July, early August.
Fitz, we're biased here. The Grizz were in the eighth spot, but I want the national perspective. Is there any reason to finish out the regular season and not just go straight to the playoffs? I mean, forget the Grizz. Just from a safety standpoint, if you got that many teams, you got more chance for somebody to get infected. Is it not the right move just to go ahead and go to the playoffs?
It is, and I think it's. Frankly, I think it's asinine that we're talking about anything other than that.
I'm with you.
I understand that people like the concept of tournaments, and I'm all in for that. Like, this is a great time to try something that could stick for the NBA. For example, reseeding has been a conversation, 1 through 16. So if they want to try reseeding 1 through 16, I'm all in on it. But sort of the NHL's approach of, well, we'll just put everybody in a playoff and see what happens, completely takes away any meaning to what the regular season was. And the Grizzlies specifically overachieved what was intended for them this year. So I think what the NBA should do is do 1 through 16. And if they want to give every other team an opportunity to get out there and do something, then they should do a tournament of all the teams that didn't make the playoffs. And the winner of the tournament gets the first overall pick in the draft. That to me would be interesting. But playing more regular season games is only going to cut into next regular season as well for all of this timing. So I think they should play a few preseason games that don't count so that they can get their stamina in, and then they should go straight into the playoffs.
Yeah, while we're on the topic of Disney World saving the NBA season, you know, we've had conversations on this show in a different time, in a different world where, you know, you could actually do things. And we've talked about going to Disney without children as an adult. Where do you come down on that? Do you believe it's acceptable? Are you against it? What do you think?
In general, I'm all in. Yes. What? I mean, have you been to Epcot? Like,
yes.
So the band Perry, when I was with them, we went to Disney. We played an event around Disney, and, you know, this is one of those, like, humble brag moments, but we did that thing where, like, somebody walks you through the park and you get to go to the front of all the rides and everything, which is cool, but the rides are better at Universal, even though I work for
them. Oh, wow.
So just throw the rides out. Like, the rides are better at Universal.
You're a roller coaster guy. You have to be then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm a roller coaster.
Then that informs your opinion there. But I respect it.
But drinking around the world at Epcot is something that adults do, right? Like, the food and drink at Epcot is, it is staggering. So, yeah, if a bunch of adults want to go, like, I don't think you should necessarily see a bunch of adults on the It's a Small World ride, but
that's what
if we're going to get a bunch of adults at Epcot to drink.
If you see an adult,
different
right,
experience.
If you see a grown man on It's a Small World by himself on Dumbo, you know, on the magic carpet ride, like, will you judge that man?
Yeah, I'll ask somebody to put that man on a list. I mean, I think that's only fair. But let me ask you this: if the three of us, if the Grizzlies are in the playoffs and the playoffs are down at Wild World of Sports, and I call you and I say, "All right, guys, they're going to let us get into Disneyland or Disney World, and we're going to go hang out at Epcot," would the three of us not go have a drink at the pub in England?
I would say we shouldn't limit ourselves to one park if we're going to go. You know, I mean, we should go to Magic Kingdom. We should go to Animal Kingdom. I mean, we should really get the full experience if we're going to do it.
And this might be my only shot at getting into the new Star Wars thing. Like, look, I peek behind the curtain. So when you are a Disney employee, one of the perks of being a Disney employee is that my employee pass lets me go into the park anytime for free. So now I don't know in the reopened world if that's going to be the case. But that is usually typically the case where I can go in, I can just flash my pass, and I can walk me and a guest into any park, anytime, anywhere. Right.
That
so that's
awesome.
One of the perks of working for Disney. However, they immediately came out and said, by the way, your employee pass will not get you into Star Wars from the day it was open. So this might be my only way to use my access to get into Star Wars. So, like, I'm all in. If I can be on the Millennium Falcon and not have a bunch of kids bothering me while I'm there, even better.
There you go. In terms of the quality of the basketball, I'm just glad that we're having these conversations now, because I will tell you, like, a month ago, I worried that we would never be having these conversations.
True.
You know, people are now sort of discussing the quality of the basketball. I've seen, for example, a friend of the show, Rashad Phillips, says it's going to be some of the worst basketball that you have ever seen. Do you agree with that? Do you think the product is going to be noticeably worse, or do you think mostly these guys are going to look like they looked, you know, when we left them?
I think the product is going to be bad. I mean, flat out bad early on, because I always use this one example, and I'm not picking on him, but it was just a very public example. Giannis Antetokounmpo admitted after the quarantine started that he didn't even have a hoop in his house. Now, some people freak out about how could you not have a hoop at your house? Well, if you're a professional athlete that, you know, has a training facility and it's a few miles down the road, maybe you don't want a hoop at your house. Maybe you just want to get away. Like, there were times when I was touring in music where I would leave my instruments on the truck because all I'd done was play for 4 months in a row and I had 3 weeks off. I didn't want to touch it. So, you know, I think I can see the reasonable part of that. But there are groups of players across the league that just didn't have great training facilities available to them. So while we say, oh, they're professional athletes, I'm sure they're in great shape, if you've spent the majority of your life shooting a basketball every single day and now all of a sudden you've taken, you know, what, 2 months and not shot, or a month and a half and not really shot? Man, I don't know. I think we're going to see bad basketball. We're going to see bad conditioning. And my worst fear is that we're going to see sort of a Kevin Durant sort of injury where somebody is coming back and somebody might not be in the right spot and they do something to their Achilles or their leg. And that's my fear, because then all of a sudden, you know, God forbid a guy gets on the court and hurts himself in this truncated playoff, and all of a sudden he's gone for next season too, because there's no turnaround time.
Yeah. NBA, it feels like it's back, and it's inevitable that they'll be down at Disney. What about NFL for you, Fitzy? I feel like it'll be back, but you got folks like Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, saying he's optimistic it'll be back and with fans. Are you ready to go there yet?
No, I'm not ready to go there, but, you know, here's the one thing that we keep forgetting about the NFL versus college football. Like, college football, the fans matter a lot. We all know that because of the money. But in the NFL, the majority of their money comes from TV.
Right.
So as long as they're playing games, rolling. I mean, does it really matter? Mm-hmm. I mean, the losses will be there, but they won't be epic losses if they're playing in front of, you know, one person every four seats or whatever they're going to do. You know, I don't know how they do that that makes people comfortable. And then the other side of it is how many people, maybe I'm ignorant to this. I personally don't know that I love the thought of cramming in to, you know, to 100,000 seats in the stadium in the Big House to watch Michigan play, right? I don't know that I would love that for me. Maybe I'm in the minority on it. So I don't know how fans are going to feel. But I think it would take a true act of God for the NFL not to find some way to come back. They'll even if they have to expand rosters, even if they have to limit stadiums to nobody, mm-hmm. I think the NFL will find a way.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of this is born out of, you know, just, you know, I go back to this editorial by the president of Brown that ran in the New York Times a month or so ago, where basically she said, of course, we're going to have students on campus in the fall because we can't not have students on campus. We just simply cannot afford to. So I think a lot of this, whether it's college football, whether it's NFL, NBA, I mean, isn't all of this born out of just the simple desperation of not being able to weather, you know, a season? I mean, you know, lockouts are one thing, right? When you can't come together for labor peace or whatever, but, you know, a full season without TV revenue and without games. I mean, these, you know, we talk about it. These universities, you know, they can't, a lot of them just can't survive.
Well, and that's the thing that was the huge shift for me. And let me be, like, really honest here. Like, if you'd have asked me a week ago today, are we going to get college football? I was really leaning no, as I've continued to say, at least not most of it, because as I've continued to say, we can't hold student athletes to any different standard. It would be irresponsible for a school to have an athlete on campus just because they're an athlete if the rest of the kids aren't. So I believe that stance. But then when you actually read the ESPN.com article that came out last week that, you know, that broke down the financials, a $4 billion loss and average in the Power Five of $62 million per school, mm-hmm. and the fact that most Power Five schools don't have the savings to account for that, you would be talking about either mass ending of college sports because it would create such a funding issue that schools across the country would just no longer have college athletics, or you'd be talking about needing some sort of a bailout. And it doesn't feel to me, to be honest, like the country's in a spot where they really love the concept of the federal government having to bail out college football so that we can have college sports when people are worried about how they're going to feed their families. So, you know, it's such a bad financial look for everybody, and I can't find a smart answer if there are no games, that now suddenly I'm looking around thinking, my God, I really genuinely wonder if the finances are going to force the hand in this, even if it doesn't feel like a great decision, especially for college football.
Tiger Field, Peyton Brady, even non-golf guys like me enjoyed it. I even love Barkley's commentary and him going for a bogey there at the end. If you're putting together, Fitzy, your foursome that's got you, it's a musical foursome. Maybe it's your Mount Rushmore, but you're doing it for TV. It's got to be fun to watch, and it's got to draw guys like me in. What other three guys in music are you pulling in with you in a foursome that we're all going to watch?
Oh, man, if we're talking about needing TV involved in it, that's really going to be entertaining, that everybody will gravitate towards. Timberlake's got to be in it for sure. But you're going to need some variety too. Like, I don't think you can just go right across the board. You know, you can't just go with all pop guys. But I don't know. I feel like if you're going to take Gibby, Jay-Z, I don't even know if he can play golf. It doesn't really matter. He's such rock star, and that means that Beyonce will be with him. So, you know, I like that,
I like that call a lot.
So,
yeah.
I think, let's see, Timberlake, Jay-Z. I need somebody else, though, that's going to – maybe Blake Shelton. And it's not that I'm a huge Blake fan, but let's face it, Blake's got, you know, a massive, massive audience with The Voice. And you never know what he's going to say. He's hysterical. So give me that foursome, and you're going to get – you're going to get enough variety and audience that people are going to want to tune in. And gentlemen, let me say, I think that golf should take a lesson from what we watched and do that all the time.
100%.
Not just with celebrities. Give me earpieces. Give me mic'd up. Let me, like, I don't love watching golf. I'm not a big golf guy. Mm-hmm. I would watch it a heck of a lot more if I heard what they were saying going on. And if there was a spot where Charles Barkley, like announcer, could actually question decisions as they're going, you could hear a little bit of the trash talking. Like, I think that would be a huge win for golf. Even the golf purists right now are rolling their eyes at me and saying bad things into their phones. Like, I would all day, every day, I would take that. And I would watch more golf if they did that.
Can the Grizzlies win a championship? I mean, if ever there is going to be a year where something crazy happens, right, can the Grizzlies do it?
No.
Damn.
Unfortunately, he's right.
I mean, unfortunately, I think what we've forgotten is that there are two epic teams and one almost epic team this year right now ready 100%. To pounce. I don't think that the Lakers will have – I mean, the Lakers are a bunch of veterans that know what they're up against. They know what they're going for, mm-hmm. and they've got LeBron and Anthony Davis. That's just – that's a bad matchup in my mind for the Grizzlies. That's just – that's difficult. And then you got to look at the other side of it. The Clippers, we've seen what Kawhi can do to everybody on the defensive side of the floor, and he's done it when he's been injured. Like, my thought is that now we're going to get a healthier version of Kawhi than we've seen in a long time. So I feel like the Lakers and the Clippers are still going to be on a absolute collision course for something. And if they go into a 1-16, we're going to end up with an all NBA final in my mind. You know, as much as I love the Bucks and I want Giannis to go out there and win a championship, because I think it'd be great for the NBA for Milwaukee to beat everybody and get a championship. That's something the sport could really use, especially in a year like this. I think that the two LA teams are just so much better than everybody, and we've forgotten it because of the layoff.
No doubt. Hey, Fitz, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, man.
You guys are the best. Stay safe out there.
You too.
That's Jason Fitz. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jason and John Show.
He is Kenneth Roy's, the former coach of new Memphis commitment, DeAndre Williams.
Do not believe any literature that was put out on Kentucky to back off. Kentucky didn't back off, no way, no shape, no form. DeAndre was receiving Texas up until the very last day.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 till 2 p.m. on the Radio.com app and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads.
All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. That's 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
During these challenging times, I'm Listening is helping to make sure you stay connected. Here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. Here's Bebe Rexha on how she deals with anxiety.
What I do to control my anxiety, as much as I hate exercising, it really does help me. And sometimes my anxiety will be so crazy that I could run like 4 or 5 miles on the treadmill, just like run. And like, I just want to like get all the like anger out. And I hate working out, but it like really, really does help. But I found that because I don't like doing cardio and stuff like that, I took on boxing. I'll go to like kickboxing classes, and like punching the punching bag really helps. So I would stick to the boxing. Actually, exercise really helps, and meditation, and honestly, truly, talking to somebody, I think that's really, really important. Like having a therapist, you know, I have a therapist, so I think it's really, really important thing to have.
Now more than ever, let's stay connected and end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Introducing four-seater models to the Talon side-by-side family. The Honda Talon 1000X4 and the X4 Box Slide Valve. They start with a powerful parallel twin engine, providing rapid acceleration, combined with Honda's automatic DCT for a new standard of performance and fun. The Box Slide Valve model has extras, including an upgraded suspension system. For details, visit DeSoto Honda Powerhouse, 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
So I had some people over at the house this weekend, and yes, we enjoyed some Riverset Rye whiskey, and I can tell you that it was absolutely Patty Pump Company approved. Everybody loved it. Why? Because it's great tasting. Riverset Rye whiskey is great tasting, and they could not believe when I told them it was just $29.99 a bottle. They were just simply in shock that a whiskey that tastes that great was that affordable. It's made right here in Memphis, which I think everybody can appreciate. When you're drinking Riverset Rye whiskey, you are drinking a Memphis-made drink, aged a mile and a half away from the Mississippi River. Follow them on Instagram at Riverset Rye. One of my favorite things about Riverset Rye whiskey is that you can drink it neat if you like. You can drink it on the rocks. You can mix it up, make a cocktail with it. It all tastes great. And like I said, only $29.99. It's available wherever fine liquors are sold. It's my go-to whiskey. Needs to be your go-to whiskey. Riverset Rye. Join the Rye Revolution. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey today. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Did you? I know you and the fam came to my crib. Did you get out beyond that? Are you getting there? Are you getting more comfortable?
When you say out, I haven't dined in yet.
Well, go dine in somewhere.
You haven't done it either.
Well,
so
I'll go with
you.
No, I'll go with me and you. Go
stop
together.
Stop telling me what to do. It's all our own individual confidence level, as we've said.
Well, you
can't tell me. Tell me get in somewhere and go
1 to 100. What's your confidence level?
Confidence level 1 to 100.
Yeah.
What a weird question.
85?
Just in terms of getting out of where, because again, it's different than going to a football stadium or an NBA arena.
Sure.
You know, outside, inside. Like, what do you like?
We're going to put you at a 65.
Well, I mean, it's always been an F.
It's a D in this
low
day and
grade.
Age.
Is that true?
It's a D now, I think.
No, man, I look, and I've said it, we do still do the carry out, all that. But, you know, patios, that kind of thing, that's going to be first for me. Like, what I saw Mike at it, what was that? What was that from? We talked out of Shelby Farms. Is it, what's the place he was out with his wife at Shelby Farms?
Coastal Fish.
See, now, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be a little bit more comfortable.
You like that.
And that's where I'll be first, is on somebody's deck, like we said. But yeah, confident to go in somewhere where, you know, there's not quite, bro. Not quite. And I see you ain't either. So you come on here talking all this, looking better, but you ain't crazy.
I've been to the gym 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Yeah. The gym is where, I don't go out a lot.
This will tell us a lot. The first day, they gave you the sanitizer, right, to spray on all the machines.
Yes.
You've worked out now, what, 4 or 5 times?
Well, probably, I went 4 times last week and 3 times. So I've worked out 7 or 8 times.
Well, look at you, big workout man. Now, are you spraying down in 4th or 5th time going, or has that eased off?
No,
now?
I do it every time. Every time.
Because you ain't crazy.
No, because I have.
You ain't crazy.
I'm courteous of other. I'm mindful of other people. I want to make their experience, comfortable as well.
Look at you, thinking about others first,
yes,
rather than ourselves through this. So many of us thinking.
Because if I do it for them, they'll do it for the next person and vice versa.
100%. You end up protecting yourself and protecting
others. You ain't ever gone through the Wendy's drive-thru and said, I want to pay for the person behind me?
Bro, Wendy's in trouble with your boy.
Why?
They took the 4 for $4 off.
Oh, no!
Only gave me a chicken sandwich option. And
no!
I bit into that thing, and it was raw. All right?
No 4 for $4 anymore.
The one I did, it let me down. The one I hit all the time, man. It gave me that. I didn't have a 4 for $4 option, and then I had to get chicken sandwich, and the chicken sandwich was raw. Now I know them folks are in there working hard, and they're trying to pump it out. The line was around the building.
Yeah.
But you have to cook it. Chef Ramsay taught me: you serve me raw chicken, you can kill me.
This is the worst news for the show since the afternoon after Memphis Madness at 4 o'clock. This has been the worst news for the show.
That's pretty funny. my own partner.
Bring back 4 for $4. Come on, man.
It's dead right now.
This is bad.
Can only do the 5 for $5. Five deal. Biggie deal.
Okay. Well, you might have to upgrade. You know, it's $1 more, but you get more food. I don't know. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Gina Toretta. Thanks to Jason Fix. Thanks to Clay Travis. Gina, and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Introducing four-seater models to the Talon side-by-side family. The Honda Talon 1000 X4 and the X4 Fox Live Valve. They start with a powerful parallel twin engine, providing rapid acceleration, combined with Honda's automatic DCT for a new standard of performance and fun. The Fox Live Valve model has extras, including an upgraded suspension system. For details, visit DeSoto Honda Powerhouse, 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. On the side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older.
I had cancer for the 4th time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
During these challenging times, I'm Listening is helping to make sure you stay connected. Here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. Here's Bebe Rexha on how she deals with anxiety.
What I do to control my anxiety, as much as I hate exercising, it really does help me. And sometimes my anxiety will be so crazy that I could run like 4 or 5 miles on the treadmill, just like run. And like, I just want to like get all the like anger out. And I hate working out, but it like really, really does help. But I found that because I don't like doing cardio and stuff like that, I took on boxing. I'll go to like kickboxing classes, and like punching the punching bag really helps. So I would stick to the boxing. Actually, exercise really helps, and meditation, and honestly, truly talking to somebody, I think that's really, really important. Like having a therapist, you know, I have a therapist, so I think it's really, really important thing to have.
Now more than ever, let's stay connected and end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Ever wonder how spending your dollars locally impacts our community? According to a recent study, for every $100 spent, 68 stays in the community, providing jobs and nurturing our community. Memphians supporting Memphis. Brought to you by 92.9 ESPN.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.